would be just perfect for today. Well, there is one. I shared this prayer with you around Thanksgiving because it has a lot of vegetables mentioned, and it has friends and gratitude, and so I think it's perfect for Flower Ceremony Sunday. It is a prayer by Max Kutz. Let us give thanks for a bounty of people, for children who are our second planting. And though they grow like weeds and the wind too soon blows them away, may they remember fondly where their roots are. For generous friends with hearts as big as Hubbard's and smiles as bright as blossoms. For feisty friends as tart as apples. For continuous friends who, like scallions, keep reminding us that we've had them. For crotchety friends, as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible. For funny friends, as silly as Brussels sprouts. And serious friends, as complex as cauliflowers and as intricate as onions. For friends, as unpretentious as cabbages, and friends like parsnips who can be counted on to see you through the winter. For old friends, nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around us like tendrils and hold us despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, but who fed us in their times that we might have life thereafter. For this bounty of friends, we give thanks. Our meditation hymn that you may stay seated for is Spirit of Life, number 123. In the flower ceremony, people bring flowers. We bless the flowers. I tell you a little bit about the history of the ceremony, and then you all get to come up and choose a different flower from the one you brought. So as we bless the flowers, let us do this together. With some luck, our new admin figured out how to put the slides in so that we can bless these flowers as a responsive reading. We doing good? I feel hopeful.
Yep, there it is.
Okay. In the name of what is holy, in the name of what is good, in the name of that which gives life, we have gathered here in this place today. We have been given life to live under the aspect of eternity, for that is the source of happiness.
To work on ourselves and bring happiness into our lives, to be as valid as possible to others with whom we are connected by invisible relationships.
You, the flowers, remind us of the wonderful simplicity of the natural order and that we too are a part of it.
You remind us of the beauty and harmony of diversity. You remind us that one can feel and perceive and live unity in diversity and diversity in unity.
Let the spirit of creative life unite us as it reigns among us. And the homily, the story of flower ceremony, was written up with some adaptations for me. It was written up by the Reverend Terry Schwartz. His mother was a devout Catholic, his father agnostic. He became an acolyte at age 10 in 1890 at St. Martin's Catholic Church. In the years that followed, he became disillusioned. His priest was a cynic. We are talking about Norbert Čapek. At 18, apprenticed to his uncle, a successful tailor in Vienna, which is in Austria, not Virginia. In Vienna, Austria, Norbert discovered the Baptists and became a minister. He founded almost a dozen churches from Ukraine to Budapest. Yet slowly, his faith became more and more liberal. He left Bohemia under government threat and accepted a call to serve a Baptist church in New York City. Until one day in 1919, that day he wrote in his diary, quote, "I cannot be a Baptist anymore, even in compromise. The fire of new desires, new worlds is burning inside me." Norbert and his wife, Maya Čapek, joined a Unitarian, it was before 1961, so there were Unitarian and Universalist churches, joined a Unitarian church in New Jersey in 1921 for the same reason a lot of us do. Their children liked the religious ed program. World War I ended. His home country, now independent, he and Maya returned home to Czechoslovakia. His Unitarian church was the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship. In just 20 years, his church had 3,200 members. I know. We wish. The traditional Christian communion service of bread and wine would not meet the needs of his congregation because his church, like many UU churches, had people who believed different things. Čapek turned to the beauty of the countryside, to the beauty of flowers. In 1923, he developed the flower ceremony. He asked his congregants to bring a flower to church from their gardens, the field, or the roadside. See, Kevin, I was inspired by Čapek to pull over on neck and have you wade through the lupins to cut them.
On all the pickle brush.
Yes. He invited each person to place their flower in a vase. There was the church community, no less unique for being unified. Following the service, each person could take a flower from the vase, a different one than they had brought. Čapek was a visionary minister with a church ahead of its time, a bold church, a church thinking beyond its doors, beyond what it thought possible. It was a church that was willing to take risks, to make tough decisions, to bear disappointment, and to build a new way, first by building a church, and that church could build up the world. It's like our church. That was Čapek's church. For this, for his liberal preaching and his strong leadership, the Gestapo arrested him in 1942. The Nazis accused Čapek of listening to foreign broadcasts and sent him to the Dachau concentration camp. Even in starvation and torture, he held a flower ceremony with his fellow prisoners, finding whatever flowers they could among the weeds of the camp. They testified to a beauty larger than themselves and a love that would outlive them. The Nazis killed Norbert Čapek, but his spirit, courage, and commitment live on. These qualities have passed now to us to make them real. His wife, Maya, brought the flower ceremony to the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1940. What we are about to do is not a historical reenactment of something over and over, but an affirmation of our continuity with the generations of struggle for ever-widening liberty. This flower ceremony, lovely though it is not a diversion from ugly reality, but a gentle fierceness which proclaims that in the midst of sinister days, there is always the light of beauty. We are not here to recall something that happened, but to remember something that is happening, to remember, to put it back together again. And in that remembering, may we put ourselves back together again, each as part of the body of this community. Out of many, one. Today we celebrate this ritual of solemnity and joy, as Chapek asked his people to bring a flower and celebrate beauty, so shall we. I'm sure you'll be orderly, but I invite you to, at this time, line up in the aisles and come up and choose a flower to take home with you. For folks online, if you would like to find a flower or a photo of a flower around you,